tranquil conditions will occur across much of the Midwest as we move forward through the next week to possibly as much as 10 days. But it's going to be impressive how cold it's going to get in the upper parts of the region, especially in the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, and some immediate neighboring areas. This bitter cold will come in two waves. The first will be tomorrow morning, and we'll see some negative teens, maybe even a few negative 20s occurring in the extreme northernmost parts of that region, mostly northern and central parts of Minnesota and northeastern North Dakota. But the second wave of cold will have a little bit more meaning and a greater area of influence. We'll likely see negative teens and negative 20s occurring in much of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, maybe even a part of Wisconsin. And it wouldn't surprise me to see an extreme close to minus 30 near the Canada border. That kind of cold is pretty brutal, and it is expected to be around for a few days, but we'll see the cold starting to abate as we move deeper into next week. But before that happens, we'll see some realm of the cold working its way into the eastern United States and even the southeastern part of the country. That's going to bring a risk of some frost and maybe some light freezes into some of the Florida citrus areas by, well, maybe midweek next week. I'm not convinced we'll see crop damaging conditions. The citrus can take some freezes without any issue, so we'll keep an eye on that. At the moment, I would say the odds are relatively low that the crop will be seriously hurt, but there will certainly be a threat for and talked about for a few days. As far as other issues for the Midwest is concerned, there's really not too many. We will see some brief periods of light snow moving across the north from the Dakotas into Michigan. Maybe a chance for a little bit of that snow to work its way a little further south, but not by much, and all of it is going to accumulate very poorly. So we're not expecting to see any major issues with travel across the region, and we're certainly not going to see large amounts of moisture coming into the area either. So the bottom line is rather tranquil conditions for a while, and that's going to be welcome, especially in the lower eastern Midwest, where it's been so wet here in recent days. That's not been the case in the northwestern Corn Belt, and there's still a pretty darn serious amount of dryness down underneath a thin layer of snow across that region. Many areas have seen some poor precipitation in recent weeks, and there's really not much sign change coming into that area for the next couple of weeks at least. And if I was a betting man, I'd say probably not much change would occur through a fair amount of February. That doesn't mean they'll be completely dry. It just means that the precipitation that they get is still going to be below average, or certainly not efficient enough to restore or raise soil moisture from the very poor, very large deficits that are prevailing across the region right now. Well, we do expect to see those temperatures turn colder here as we move into next week, but not necessarily in the southern plains. In fact, the area from Texas northward into Colorado and western Kansas may escape a lot of the cold. In some of that hard red winter wheat areas, we'll see some additional drying, although not necessarily in an aggressive manner. Temperatures will be in the 40s and 50s, maybe a few 60s, but that's about as warm as it'll get. A change in weather will be possible in about 10 days, no sooner than a week, but probably 8 or 9 days. We'll probably see a chance for a little bit of return flow moisture coming up from the Gulf of Mexico as warmer air tries to come back across the Midwest. That's going to be the earliest next opportunity for an organized storm system to occur. Some of the longer range forecast model data out there suggests the period from about the 26th or 27th into the 31st will be a wetter period once again, but not as wet as what we've just seen here in recent days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.